He did not perpetrate sexual misconduct toward me, nor have I ever claimed that. But I now know for sure that he is a liar.
The Moore campaign said Trump told Moore in a phone call from Air Force One on Monday, quote, "Go get 'em, Roy." On Capitol Hill, Texas Republican Congressmember Blake Fahrenholz said he'll return $84,000 to taxpayers after news emerged that he used a congressional fund to settle a sexual harassment settlement claim filed by his former communications director, Lauren Green. Green says she's been forced to resort to babysitting and other odd jobs to make ends meet after Fahrenholz blackballed her from politics when she accused him of sexual harassment, gender discrimination, and creating a hostile work environment. Meanwhile, another Texas Republican, 68-year-old Joe Barton, said Monday he's retiring from Congress over a naked selfie that's appeared on social media amidst revelations of extramarital affairs. Barton's retirement paves the way for a special election in Texas's 6th District. In Detroit, Congressmember John Conyers is expected to announce today he will not resign from the House, but will not run for re-election. Multiple women accuse Conyers of sexually harassing or groping them, charges he denies. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats have called on Conyers to step down. Conyers' grandnephew, Michigan State Senator Ian Conyers, is expected to announce he'll run for John Conyers' seat in 2018. Netflix says it will resume production of its popular House of Cards series without former lead actor Kevin Spacey after more than a dozen men accused Spacey of sexually harassing or assaulting them. Robin Wright will star in a shortened 8-episode final season of the show. Elsewhere, the School of American Ballet has removed its longtime teacher, Peter Martins, while the school and the New York City Ballet conduct a joint investigation into a sexual harassment claim against him. In New York City, John Hockenberry, the recently retired host of public radio station WNYC's The Takeaway, has been accused of sexual harassment, unwanted touching and bullying by several female colleagues. And Vice Media has fired three of its employees over what the company called verbal and sexual harassment and other unspecified behavior.